Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about one of the pillars of Islam, and that is justice, which we also call in Arabic, adl. In this study, before anything else, this point must be made clear as to why the great scholars consider justice one of God's qualities to be a principle among the five pillars of religion. As you know, that God has many qualities. He is Nur, which is Alim. He is powerful, which is Qadir. He is just, which is Adil. He is wise. He is merciful, which is Rahman. He is compassionate, which is Rahim. He is primordial, which is Azali. He is eternal, which is Abadi. He is the creator, which is Khalik, and he's the sustainer, which means Razzaq. Now, why was only justice selected from among all of these and it became one of the five pillars of religion? This is the question that we're going to be dealing with today. As you know, that Islam has the pillars of Islam, which are those principles of Islam, and then the furu', the branches of Islam. So there is usul and there is furu'. You know that. Now, usul are those foundational principles and pillars of Islam, and the furu' are like the branches of Islam. Okay? You can also call them roots of Islam and branches of Islam. Adl, which is justice, is amongst the root of Islam. But we see that there are many other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which define Him, which are the part of His essence. Then why didn't we take those, and why did we select justice or adl only? In response to this important question, several points should be noted. Number one, among God's qualities, justice is so important that many other qualities return to it, because justice, in the general, extensive sense, means putting everything in its place. Here, then, Razzaq, Rahman, Rahim, and similar qualities are all dependent upon it. That's the first point. The importance, the central importance of this quality of Allah. Second point is resurrection, that it is related to divine justice as well as the mission of the prophets and the responsibility of the imams. So they're all related to the justice system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third point, at the beginning of Islam, a difference of opinion arose over the issue of justice of the Creator. A group of Sunni Muslims who were called Asharites completely denied God's justice. They said that justice and oppression makes no sense in relation to God. He is the ruler of all of the created universe. It belongs to Him, and whatever He does is just. They did not even believe in the intellect's good and evil. They said, our intellect alone cannot distinguish between good and bad, even the goodness of doing good or the evil of oppression, and many such similar errors. Another group of Sunnis, who were called Mu'tazilis, and all of the Shiites, believe in the principle of justice in relation to the Creator, and they believe that God never commits oppression. In order to separate out these two groups from one another, they called the second group the Adliya, in which justice, Adl, as a principle, was the sign of the school, and the first group were called Ghayr-e-Adliya, other than justice. Shiites were amongst the Adeliyah group. The Shiites, in order to distinguish their school from that of other Adeliyah, placed Imamat as one of the principles as well. Thus, wherever there is a discussion of justice and Imamat, this is in reference to the Shia Imami school, which is the follower of the 12 Imams. Stay with us for a short break and we will go over another reason why Adl is selected to be in the fundamentals and pillars of Islam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi. Today, we would like to talk about why is justice a pillar in Islam? So, justice, brothers and sisters, plays a major role in Islam. Justice, or as it is in Arabic, Adl, is even one of the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, even this point here is something that we should reflect upon, that one of the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is justice, adl. We can clearly see how important justice is when one of the holy names, one of the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens to be justice. Now, one of the meanings of justice is to put a thing in the place where it rightfully belongs. So in this manner, if we think about it, Islam is justice, and justice is Islam. Now, why do we say that Islam is justice, and justice is Islam? Because, brothers and sisters, Islam puts everything in the rightful place where it belongs. And how does Islam achieve this ultimate and perfect justice? It is because the One who is the Supreme Creator, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the moon and the stars, the Creator of the plants and animals and cosmos, the Creator of you and I, knows fully well where everything needs to be. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supremely just, the most perfect just, and this system, this order that He has created for everything is also just. And finally, we say Islam is also just. Justice in Islam is so important that the people said it was Imam Ali's most beautiful and perfect justice which got him martyred. He was so just that the people were not at the spiritual level to understand such perfect and beautiful justice. And so out of hate of this perfect justice of Imam Ali, they fought him, they conspired against him, and eventually they martyred him. Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, lived a true and perfect life of Islam. He lived a life of justice, and he sacrificed his life for Islam. He sacrificed his life for justice. If the world were to see how just our imams were, surely we would find a way out of this mess that we are facing today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of the most just Imam of our time, Imam al-Zaman. Thanks for listening. We leave you in the best of care, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us at her creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back to your listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about the justice and adl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in the pillars, the five pillars of religion. As you know that there are usul, which are the pillars or the roots, and then there are furu', which are the branches of Islam, the religion. Now, when we talk about the usul, there is Tawheed, Adl, Nabuwat, Imamat, Qiyamat, or Ma'ad. So this fifth one, Ma'ad, and before that, Nabuwat and Tawheed are common between Shias and Sunnis both. Now, Adl is specific, and also with it, Imama, it's specific to Shia school of thought. We're going over the reasons why did we select Adl to be in the principles of Islam. Whereas we know that Allah is also Razik, Allah is also Khalik, Allah is also Azali. There are many other properties of Allah that we did not include in the five pillars of religion. So why did our scholars single out Adl? We're going over the reasons for this very fact. We discussed three reasons before we went on to the break, and now we're going to be talking about the fourth reason. The fourth reason is that as the fundamentals of religion are continuous rays of the principles of religion, and as the ray of justice of the Creator is extremely effective in human society, and the most important base for human society is formed by social justice, the selection or choice of the principle of justice as one of the principles of the principles of religion is a means to establish justice in human society and to struggle against any kind of oppression. Now, this is very interesting how a lot of times our scholars have strategically placed some concepts into the necessary concepts within Islam because they knew that maybe not at that particular time they can go and enforce this thing in the society, but they knew that at a later stage, if this stays within the folds of Islam, there will be people who will show their sensitivity towards implementing it. And justice is one of those. Justice is a natural call from the humanity. Fighting against oppression, right? Now this, we got to preserve it in our principles of Islam, in the pillars of Islam. And today, if you look around in the entire world, based on this justice, this call for justice, the believers, they are standing tall against any oppression in the entire world. And this is something that is entitled to the followers of Ahlul Bayt. It is something that is a speciality of the followers of Ahlul Bayt that they do not give in to oppression. Thus, this principle of justice of the Creator who rules over all of the world is the sign of the necessity for justice in all areas of human society. The great created universe is based upon divine justice. Human society will also not remain without it. And that is why we say that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he will reappear, he will implement the divine justice system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this planet Earth. And this is what we are all waiting for, and it's been years. Let's pray together for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who is the last of all the Imams. Thank you for listening to today's show. Allah, Allah. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.